Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, June 20th. I'm Tyrone Johnson. In tech headlines, Oracle's profits fall and Google makes a purchase. Those stories and more as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Oracle says its quarterly profit fell about 4% on higher expenses. The company does continue to grind out revenue growth amid online competition and changes in technology buying habits. The results miss Wall Street's expectations. Revenue was up about 3.5%. Google says it acquired video advertising technology startup MDialog to help encourage big brand advertisers to buy more online video ads. MDialog helps big media companies deliver, measure, and make money from their video content when it's streamed over the internet on connected devices. A purchase price wasn't announced. Apple is rumored to be planning to release its own version of a smartwatch this fall. This as the company tries to counter wearable devices from Google and Samsung. The new device from Apple will include more than 10 sensors, including ones to track health and fitness, according to people close to the situation. As we continue, Lego goes high tech.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Lego is combining new and old technology into its plaything. The Danish toy company will launch Lego Fusion in August. A $35 box of 200 bricks will include a special plate. Anything built on the plate and photographed with a smartphone or tablet camera can be transferred to a downloadable game. Netflix plans to create a new late-night-style talk show featuring comedian Chelsea Handler. The Journal's Tom Ortuso has more.
The show will debut in 2016. Episodes will be available for viewers to watch whenever. They'll feature Handler's commentary along with guest interviews. Handler hosts Chelsea Lately on the E! Network and will end her run there in August. Handler also will shoot docu-comedy specials exclusively for Netflix. I'm Tom Ortuso for The Wall Street Journal.
Finally today, Intel has entered a new experimental phase. The company, known for computer chips, is planning to unveil a pocket avatar app that lets smartphone users leave offbeat animated messages. It employs the device's camera and microphone to capture your facial movements and voice, which are used to control cartoon-faced avatars. For example, you might present yourself as a talking pufferfish, rolling its eyes and sticking out its tongue while speaking in your voice. Intel says you can select from 40 avatars so far, with more on the way from third-party developers. The app is free, while different characters range from free to 99 cents. Remember to check the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tyrone Johnson at the Wall Street Journal.